Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, Liv.
Hello, we are live.
Down the line this week because Liv has been away in Berlin.
I know, I've been jet setting this week. I promise it's the last time for a while, so you can have me IRL next time.
I can't wait. You know I prefer it. But we thought that it was better to record down the line than have no podcast. So just bear with us a little bit on the sound.
Yeah, I know people have said though before, I'd rather have bad quality than nothing. So hopefully this won't be too touchy.
So somebody else messaged me this week and said, I didn't realise that you were Charlotte of the Fringe of It and also Charlotte of Betty. So what we thought we might do for this week and every week is just introduce ourselves. We forget that, you know, we have new listeners and not everybody's been with us since day dots.
Oh, well, should we get on with that? Should we do a little intro?
Yeah. So you are listening to Liv / Olivia Purvis from What Olivia Did.
And Charlotte Jacqueline, a.k.a. Betty Magazine.
And together we are the Fringe of It.
Woo!
So this week, I don't think I have any kind of admin, really.
No, I don't think we do anyway. Have you checked the inbox?
Yeah, the inbox is empty, like tumbleweed.
Oh, well, that makes life a little easier then.
The Facebook group's been very busy. There's meetup after meetup.
I know, I really want to get involved.
I know, I don't know if we need to like commission official flags or like, I don't know, party hats.
We are working on some merch though, so watch this space, y'all.
Me and Liv are going to have a planning day next week, basically just an excuse to hang out with each other all day, and Sharp is.
Yeah, that's basically, but no, we're going to do a bit of podcasting and also plan a bit of a Fringe of It world domination.
Can't wait, can't wait. Well, let's get on with this week's episode.
Welcome to the Fringe of It.
Episode number 11. How's your week been, Liv?
Well, I've not stopped. I feel like it's been a mad old week. I started it off in Berlin. I ended it on the sofa watching Gogglebox, but Berlin was wonderful.
Thanks for bringing the weather back.
You are so welcome. Actually, I think it's probably a bit nicer here now, so I took a bit of their weather and brought it over and increased our weather situation. But I hadn't been to Berlin in a couple of years, so it was really nice to just really enjoy it, do a bit of sightseeing, a bit of the tourist stuff. And my God, it's such a fascinating, cool city.
I love Berlin. I love its whole vibe. Me and Jack went, I don't know, maybe 3 years ago now, because I wasn't pregnant, and I was so surprised. Everyone told me Berlin was cool, but it's so much cooler than it looks on Instagram.
I think that too. I feel like it's just got this unbelievably rich, like, contemporary modern history, which is quite mind-blowing actually when you come to think of it.
The history is fascinating because, yeah, we went to see the wall and then we went to this amazing museum that was a 360, like, circular museum. And I didn't realise that we went on the 25th anniversary of the wall being knocked down. And I didn't realise how emotional that was going to be. And I basically, the whole of the city was lined in these lanterns, which was the length of the wall. And you just got, like, how big and crazy it was. And then you read all these stories about families being torn apart by the wall. And like you say, it's so modern. Like, how did that happen in the late 80s?
I know, you can't quite fathom it, really. It's really quite mind-blowing.
What else I found just amazing was the gallery, all the paintings on the wall.
It's unbelievable. When you actually soak up, I think it's really easy to just look at it at face value and be like, oh, that's really pretty, it's really cool. But actually, when you actually stop and learn about it, we were going around actually with a man who lived through it, and he was talking about all the history of each of the murals, and it was just so interesting. I think because it's so recent, you kind of, I don't know, it's just, it's quite unbelievable, really.
Yeah, definitely. I just kind of walked around Berlin on that weekend, kind of just crying a lot, welling up just at the sheer kind of emotion of the situation. And then once, as I say, as I read more and more stories and kind of learned more about it, because we didn't get taught an awful lot at school about it. And the older I get, the more I'm into history, because it just has such a big impact on society. But we've gone kind of deep quite quickly today.
I know. I've just been so amazed by it this week. So yeah, we did Berlin. We started off there, and I've been there all week, and it's been a real treat. And the weather was lovely. Got in last night, and just, I've eaten a lot of pizza. So I feel like I'm just eating pizza this week. But I did.
Were you eating your favourite Domino's?
Oh, I've not eaten any Domino's yet. I've not had a Domino's in a while, heartbreakingly. But yeah, no, that is my week. How has your week been? June's
one whole year old. I've been blubbing a lot this week. Quite a few people told me your baby turning one's quite emotional. And I was like, no, I'm fine. But what I found emotional was after she was one. So after everybody had been round. Firstly, can we discuss babies' parties? Wow, they're wild. I imagine children's parties to be quite noisy and crazy. But babies, it's like, so June's nana got her a ball pit, and they were just kind of like in the ball pit. What's great about babies is they kind of ignore each other. They ignore each other's existence until they have something the other one wants. And then they just kind of let out screeches and cries. And then they like throw things around, and there's like limbs flailing. It was quite, at one point I was like, maybe I'll just leave. Like, I'm just not sure this is for me. Just because there was quite a lot of adults, quite a lot of babies. But it was really, really lovely. I really, really enjoyed it. June had a great time. She was, at one point I was like, where's June? And she was just on the floor going between her ball pit and Connect Four, which definitely isn't age appropriate, but she loved it. It was the big toy hit of the party.
Oh my gosh, sounds like me, just like going from one Connect Four to another thing.
Yeah.
Looked unbelievable as well.
The balloons are still up, the cards are still up. It was just really good. The cake was amazing.
Oh, is that all gone?
Yeah, the cake's long gone. So there was, we were just going to go for a letter J, and then my mother-in-law, June's nana, who's a baker, was like, well, we might as well just go for the U, the N and the E. So basically we looked a little bit extravagant, and we had four cakes, spelling out
my name. Why not? You didn't have to commission them, so it's fine.
Yeah, so that was my week. Me and Jack have been at home all week, which has been really nice. I've just been doing admin, tidying, packing, work. He's been looking after June. It's just been a pretty low-key week.
Sometimes they're the best weeks, though.
Really nice. And now the weather's turned, I definitely couldn't work yesterday. It's a good job I'm leaving Margate and moving away from the seaside. Because abandoned ship and just went to the beach.
It is hard to, I find it hard, even having a little back garden, when when the sun comes out, I literally take my laptop and it's really hard to work outside in the sunshine because you're squinting at the screen.
And you've seen those little tents you can get for your laptop?
Stop!
I mean, I don't think you'd be the coolest cat in town, but it could be a solution.
That's the thing, I end up with a blanket over my head. And I'm like, I try and see. And then you get even hotter. And then you're like, I'm too hot for this. I have to go inside. And it's just a nasty cycle.
I mean, it's hilarious. We can't work in the winter because it's just too dark and it's too cold and we're not motivated. And the sun comes out. We can't, you know, we can't work because it's just too exciting.
I know. And you don't know how long it's going to last. So you don't want to, like, not take advantage.
I do think this Maybank holiday is quite exciting, though. The first one, And because sometimes Easter can be sunny, but Easter was a real washout this year. So I think that everyone's going to be out and about this weekend.
I am going out. I'm going to the garden centre. I'm going to a gallery. And I'm going to have a barbecue.
Are you?
Yeah, my mum and dad were like, let's have a barbecue. And I'm like, I will not say no to that.
Are you going to be having halloumi?
I hope so. Do you know what? Marks and Spencer's have got some excellent halloumi kebabs at the moment. In fear of sounding a little bit too fancy, they are exceptional. They're covered in pesto and they go soft.
I'm literally going to have to interrupt you because you told me about these kebabs last week. Is that how good they are?
It's so good. It's so good. I mentioned it twice.
Get yourself to Marks and Spencer's, people, and try the halloumi kebabs just so Liv stops talking about them.
And otherwise next week I'll be like, guess what? I've tried this week. You'll be like, nope, not again.
For the whole summer. You'll never guess what I had this weekend.
You'll be like, no, I don't want to know. It's not a surprise anymore. We're going to start having people drop off because they'll be like, it's kebab chat.
I, as soon as I've hung up this microphone to you, I'm going to the beach. And we have a thing called the Sun Deck, and there is our friends, they only open in the summer. They're called Po' Boy Creole.
Oh, stop! You're not going there, are you?
I'm going to get myself a Po' Boy, and we're going to sit on the Sun Deck, and it's going to be magical.
Oh my God, I am painfully jealous.
Can you see my smug face? Basically, it's just a lot of double chins.
It's so smug. Oh, damn it.
Well, changing the subject, shall we move on to this week's Telly Talk?
Let's move on. Woo!
I'm really excited because I watched a whole series this weekend.
Stop it. What did you watch? Tell me.
I watched episodes. Have you seen it?
No.
So it is, I know you said you don't like Matt LeBlanc, but, you know, I said he was on the Graham Norton show last weekend. He was promoting Top Gear. He was promoting episodes. This is how much of a bad memory I have. But it's in its fourth series and it's got Tamsin Grieg and Stephen Mangan in it. I hope those pronunciations were correct. And it is about those two are husband and wife and they go to LA and they end up, they had a hit show in the UK and then they end up going to LA to write another show there. And Matt LeBlanc is the star of the show and he actually plays himself. But he plays like a really exaggerated version of himself. Like, I don't know if you've seen Californication with David Duchovny. He kind of like plays an exaggerated version of himself. But it's brilliant. It's half hour episodes, which is great. Of episodes, and it's just basically just about how hilariously awful Matt LeBlanc is, basically how he just cruises. Oh, sorry, totally interrupting. I'm going to interrupt myself, but he cruises on his friend's fame, and it's just really good. It's four series long, but the new series is about 7 or 8 episodes. So we just finished it this week. A couple of episodes each night, really good fun.
Oh, I'm going to check that out. What's it on? Is it Netflix?
It was on Amazon. It's. Who is the old one? Sorry, the old series. I can't remember what they were on, but this one is on Amazon. But interrupting myself, me and Jack were watching a lot of Friends this week because I had a bit of a hangover on Sunday after June's party and I only watch Friends when I'm hungover just because, you know, emotionally it's all I can deal with. Do you know how much each cast member of Friends earns a year?
No.
Okay, the Friends franchise... a year makes £1 billion.
Wow.
And each cast member makes $20 million.
Wow.
A year.
Wow.
You know when you just like fall into a Google Wikipedia trap? Because they earn $1 million per episode in series 9 and 10. But now from the franchising and like all... I don't know how TV franchising works, but they earn $20 million a year.
I didn't even know what you do with that much money.
I don't know. I was thinking about this, but if you watch episodes where Matt LeBlanc plays this awful version of himself, like $20 million is not enough.
That's unbelievable. It's like when Joe tells me about footballers and how much they earn a week. I'm like, I just don't know what I'd do.
Yeah, I think I'd have to give a lot away and spend a lot on flowers.
I think I'd do that. Maybe, yeah, pay off some mortgages, just anyone I could find. Then maybe I'd, like, set up a craft shop.
Set up a craft shop. Amazing. I'll come visit you. But yeah, sorry, totally interrupted my own telly talk, but I just couldn't believe it.
That is, wow. Wow.
Yeah. What have you been watching? Did you watch anything? Is there time to watch things on a plane to Berlin?
There is not. I mean, well, do you know what I'm saying? That I did have one episode of Black Mirror that I downloaded that I really wanted to watch. It was the Hang the DJ episode. And I was ready to watch it. And then it said it hadn't downloaded properly. So that is my contribution to Teletalk for this week. But I had listened to a couple of podcasts, which I know doesn't quite slot into Teletalk. But in our Facebook group, particularly, we do get a lot of suggestions for new podcasts. So I thought I'd tell you about a couple I've listened to, namely because I feel like if you enjoyed this, you might enjoy the others. But the first was, have you listened to the Joe Rogan podcast?
No, but I need more. I think the summer, as I said, we can kind of expand Teletalk because I feel like I'm going to be out and about and I'm going to have more time to listen to podcasts.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking. So basically, I mean, Joe Rogan, it's no secret. He does a fantastic podcast and he talks to lots of different really interesting individuals across different careers. And this particular episode was all about sleep and I found it fascinating. It did send me to sleep. This is episode 1109.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're
we're all on number 11.
Yeah, I know, and they're all about 2 hours. They're really meaty. But this podcast interviewed a guy called Matthew Walker, and he is the professor of neuroscience and psychology at the University of California. And he was a British guy, and he was chatting all about how important sleep is, what happens when we don't get enough. And because I had quite a stressful day, I think it was on Mondays, before I went to Berlin, actually, I think I was messaging you when I was a bit like, ah!
Oh, yeah.
And it was so interesting. So I woke up the next morning after a good night's sleep and I felt like a new woman. And listening to that podcast afterwards made me kind of really think about this effect sleep has on our body. So that was my science-y contribution to the podcast sphere.
Did you get any top tips for sleep? Was it because, I mean, I've listened to a few things, I think on like Chris Evans' breakfast show where sometimes, you know, people who, I think it's like people who work really closely with sports people, and they say sometimes, you know, we don't actually need the solid 8 hours and we're better off napping, but you know, I don't know.
Oh, this guy was a real advocate for the whole 8 hours.
Was it good?
He was a real cheerleader for that, and he was talking about like the different parts of our brain, like when you're away you don't use both, like one half of your brain kind of stays active where it might normally rest because it's on high alert because you're in a new space. It was really fascinating. So yeah, if you want to basically give yourself a kick up the bum to get more sleep, highly recommend listening to that.
Oh, I am definitely listening to that. I love talking about sleep. Anybody's sleep. My sleep, June's sleep, your sleep.
Oh, well, let's listen to that. We'll reconvene when we see each other on Thursday. We can talk about it because I've still got a little bit left because it's such a long one. The next podcast I listened to was, I think Dolly Alderton might have recommended it, actually. It was on her Instagram. I think it's an actual radio show, but you can download it in podcast form. And it was called Soul Music on BBC4. And it was a podcast chatting to maybe about 4 or 5 different individuals all about their like affiliation with a certain song. And this song they featured this week was God Only Knows by the Beach Boys.
I've got goose pimples as soon as you say that's just the song.
Joe took the mickey because I said it to him like it was a new song. I was like, it's a song called God Only Knows, and he was like, oh really? I've not heard that one before. And oh my god, it was just, there was two really absolutely heartbreaking stories. They all kind of ended on a positive note, but I was telling Joe about it last night over dinner and I was crying literally talking to him about what the people's stories were. Oh, and I was listening to it on the plane, and I know apparently your senses are heightened when you're
Yeah, they are actually. I got drunk on a plane once, which I would like to say the hangover was horrendous, but the actual drinking and the drunkenness, I probably had like 3 drinks, but they're doubles on planes. And yeah, it was like a totally different drunk.
I mean, we were only flying for about an hour and a half, so we couldn't have been that high in the sky, but my God, the tears were going. I was next to a couple and I just thought, please don't look at me, because I'm like snotty, wet-faced. It was heavy going.
I'm going to listen to that today, actually. I really want to listen to the sleep one, but that one especially, because I love that song. I think it's just such a beautiful song, but you've warned me.
I've warned you, it is a real tearjerker. And there was a point halfway through where one of the stories was so sad that I was like, I don't know if I can listen to the rest of this. But I did carry on, I did prevail, and it was really lovely. And it's almost got the Desert Island Discs kind of the ocean noise at the beginning where you're like, oh, this is really peaceful. But I think if you're with Jack and June on the beach, it's a good time, I think, to listen to it.
I'll see how it goes. I might have to listen to it alone because it might make me ugly cry.
I might do that. I can't promise no, but let me know how you get on. And then last but not least, a third podcast. I don't know who I am this week.
You've been busy.
I really have, because I've been in a lot of cars and I've listened to all my Spotify playlists back to back. And the third one I've been listening to is called In the Third Person, and it is Mike Skinner's podcast with Murkage Dave. I think that's how you say his name. And they've got two episodes. The first one's with Liam Gallagher, which I haven't listened to. The second is with Alexa Chung. And I really love her, obviously. Who does? Who doesn't? And it was really interesting. The only thing that did kind of rub me up the wrong way slightly is her take on bloggers and, inverted commas, influencers, which, I don't know, she just seems a little bit sour about them.
What did she say?
She was kind of talking about the It Girl generation and how people were a bit funny about It Girls when she was kind of almost starting out. But then she was like, but it was almost through Fashion Week, and then she said, we've got bloggers and influencers now, and but surely It Girls are kind of better than that anyway. I don't know, it was like a weird stance on it. And I know,
yeah, putting people into pecking orders almost.
Yeah, which I feel a bit, I mean, there are people that do things, I suppose bloggers that do things in a way that I wouldn't do myself, that isn't necessarily creativity based, it's more kind of like salesperson based. But I just feel like, I don't know, I'm not into that kind of thing. But I did enjoy it. It was good.
They're really good mates, aren't they, those two?
I know. I love the streets as well. I really do. So it was really, it was a good listen. And it was very interesting. It's nice to see a peek behind the velvet curtain every now and again. And aside from podcasts, I've been really, really excited for Arctic Monkeys' new album.
Oh, do you know what? I was wondering when we were going to be talking about this, because quite frankly, your Instagram stories is like fangirldom to the Arctic Monkeys. And I know. Which is cool.
I've just been following along. I follow Matt Helders' wife, Brianna, and she's been going to all of their gigs. And at the San Diego show, they debuted their new single, and well, it's not single, the title album track. And I just can't wait. I've been listening to all their old back catalogue. Me and Joe would like, we were deciding on our order of the five albums already. We were saying best to worst. Take it very seriously.
Yeah, you take Arctic Monkeys anything so seriously. Like, I feel like I need like an Arctic Monkeys degree to get involved. I thought I liked the Arctic Monkeys, but you are next level.
Shall we move on to shopping chat?
I've got not a lot to say about shopping. Well, I do, but it's not the usual beautiful purchases. So first of all, I purchased a flight to Dublin. That comes under shopping. And I would just like to say that Ryanair's baggage situation, their baggage policy is the most confusing thing that I've ever had to read through in my entire life. It took me an hour and a half to book my flight and my bags because I didn't understand what bag was going where and how much one, like, I just don't understand. Why has it got to be so confusing?
Oh God, in what way?
Well, basically they've like reduced the weight that you're allowed on board. And unless you like book priority baggage, your hold luggage, no, not your hold luggage, your cabin luggage goes in the hold, but it has to be at the cabin weight unless you book a hold bag. See, I can't even explain it to you. I'm so confused.
That's ridiculous.
I had to send my booking to one of my followers, not the actual details, and was like, what have I booked? And she had to tell me what bags I'd booked because I had no idea.
And what did you book?
I have two cabin bags, which can be under 10 kilograms, and one hold bag that can be up to 25 kilograms.
Okay.
But just very confusing, Ryanair. So basically, I've just turned this into points of view and I'm having a moan.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry about that.
In other news, I follow a girl on Instagram called The 12-ish Style, and she is Katie Storino. She's based in the US, and basically she's a size 12-ish, which equates to a UK 16, so she's a 16-ish, and she gets lots of pictures of kind of like famous people in certain outfits, and she replicates them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but in a really nice way, and she's really cool, and she invented this thing called Mega Babe, which is basically for any chafing one might have.
Oh,
so kind of like between the thighs, under the boobs kind of thing. And I kind of said on Instagram, because I get a bit of what I like to call chub rub in the summer between the thighs, she actually put it much nicer. What did she say? But I've always called it chub rub. Anyway, I just kind of threw it out there on Instagram, because this stick, you'd put it on between your legs, or there's some like spray on talc for like under your boobs, which I've never actually struggled with until I had a baby, and I'm holding my boobs. And they increased because they've always been quite small. They're still quite small, you know, on the boob scale. But she invented these products to help a girl through the summer. And I put it out there on Instagram, because you can only get them in America and Australia. My goodness, the replies I had, I'm still wading through them.
Wow.
People are like, thank you so much for talking about this. I get this too. I've had loads of messages from people being like, even at my thinnest, you know, or I'm a size 10, I'm a size 8, I still, you know, my legs still rub together. So it's not, you know, just a bigger girl problem. It's a united girls problem.
It 100% is. I'm back on that.
So I've been researching various chub rub remedies. That's what I've been shopping this week.
Oh my God, I'd like to know the best you found.
So somebody got in touch, and basically cyclists, so people on long distance cycles, you know, your Bradley Wiggins types, they use a thing called chamois, which is spelled C-H-A-M-O-I-S. I'm really bad at spelling things. And I found one called Ultra B, which is 100% natural, and it's called anti-chafing balm.
Ooh.
And that's got 5-star reviews. Other things that I found included Lush do something called silky underwear, which is more like a talc.
Ooh.
But somebody else said that that's really messy. So I'm having like loads of different... I cannot explain the messages that I've had. So there was that. Somebody else said that Marks and Spencer's do a very thin short, because the other thing is you don't want to be putting a cycling short on in the hot weather.
Yeah, no, you're right.
That's like your blanket and laptop situation. And then obviously traditional talc. And then other people said, you know, just a stick deodorant will do.
Oh.
So what I'm going to do is try these all out and report back.
I want a blog post on this. I want a whole rundown.
Well, totally. Because in the summer, you know, you've got a nice dress on, and then sometimes it can just get a bit uncomfortable down there.
Yeah, you don't want it. It's not worth the egg.
Yeah, definitely. So that's what I've been mostly shopping this week. Ryanair flights and anti-chafing balms.
Ooh.
Please tell me you've been buying something more glamorous.
Do you know what? I got close to buying something more glamorous, and I didn't. It's a pair of sunglasses.
Oh. This is always an interesting one with sunglasses. Do you go cheap because you are a sunglasses loser? Or do you go expensive? You know, where are you at on this?
Well, I've never bought an expensive pair of sunglasses, and that is why I refrained. But I normally get them from like Urban Outfitters. I don't lose them, though. I'm quite good at kind of keeping them together.
Oh, you've got a good track record.
Yeah, so this is why I was like, maybe it's time for me to invest in a proper grown-up pair. Anyway, I was in this shop in Berlin. I can't remember the name. It was a very cool like concept store. And
can I just interrupt? They love a concept store in Berlin.
We love Amsterdam. Oh yeah, we love a concept. But the concept was lots of expensive things. And
amazing.
And I picked up a pair of, I think it was the Acne Mustang sunglasses, which are like the round Kurt Cobain-y ones. And
nice with name.
Really cool. With a fringe, I've been struggling to find ones that actually flatter this face. And tried them on. They were like tortoise shell. Oh, they were nice. They were really nice. It was near the 200 mark. So I was like, I can't impulse buy these. So I picked them up, tried them on, thought about it. And I did have a little bit of money back from HMRC. So I was like, oh, still didn't. But then I found a little, because I signed up to the Liberty mailing list. I got a Liberty voucher for £25. Yeah. And they're in stock, so I might even have a little wander today, try them on again. So I haven't bought them yet, but I've been thinking
Oh,
about
it's a
it.
considered purchase, which is nice. And also with sunglasses, you know, they are protecting your eyes from the sun.
Exactly. This is what I'm thinking. So I bought that. Did I buy? Have I bought any? I haven't bought anything else this week. I've been, apart from my halloumi kebabs.
I've bought one more thing actually,
Oh.
and that's a pair of saltwater sandals because
Oh, they're great.
the time is now. So I've already got a red pair and a tan pair, and the new pair is white. But I just love saltwater sandals.
That's enough to make me go and buy a pair because I love their sandals.
And they've got different styles because obviously they have the original, but now they have different ones. So they have them with a buckle on the front rather than just kind of the leather. They have a slip-on slider. They've got them in rose gold. They've just, you know, they're just they're seducing me with their selection.
I'm gonna have a look after this. I'm in the market for a nice sandal.
And I love the fact they can get wet. Basically, all my saltwater sandals look new, and I've had them for a couple of years.
Well, that's all you want. That's all you want.
So yeah, that's what I've been doing. But I will get back to everybody. If anybody's got any more suggestions on the chub rub preventatives, please do get involved. Send me a message because I feel like I've opened a can of worms.
One thing I did do is I went into COS actually in Berlin, and I hadn't been in there for a really long time, and I picked up some really lovely things. I didn't buy them. I tried on one thing though, which has now opened up me in this market for a certain item, and it is a yellow and white striped t-shirt, and I tried one on in COS, and unfortunately I wasn't sure about the sizing. I feel like it was either too tight on the arms or too big. There wasn't it was just it either looked like a leotard or it looked like a Joe's t-shirt.
Oh yeah, no, that's annoying.
But it was gorgeous. It's just a nice yellow and white striped t-shirt with white jeans.
I'm
I
wagging my finger at you.
have bought something else.
Do you know who is good for a short-sleeved coloured Breton top?
Who?
Bowdon. I was on their website the other day and they've got a plethora of different coloured. They've got a really nice white and tan striped t-shirt, which I actually thought was a bit of you with your cream jeans.
And that I can't take off. I'm actually going to go and have a look now.
Let's move on to this week's topic.
What are we talking about today, Charlotte?
We're going to talk all about fitting in.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
So, basically, I had a little bit of a spark of inspiration. I don't know. I think I was in the bath actually. I got out this week and I messaged you because I knew I'd forget. And I just had a lot of thoughts about fitting in. So whether that's school or at work or in the industry that you're in, I felt like it'd be a nice topic to chat about.
What sparked it in the bath? Can you remember?
I don't know. I think what I've written down is I remember watching an interview with a singer I really like at the moment, Gus Dapperton. And there was a really cool video about normalizing individuality and this new wave of artists that are just kind of bit like recognized for just being themselves. And I was like, oh, that's quite interesting. Because I feel, especially in what I do, there's a lot of pressure to fit a certain mold. And I know that I felt it at school as well. And I just thought, oh, that'd be quite a nice topic. And it kind of ties in nicely to confidence and comparison in a way. But I just think there's a lot of pressure to fit in and kind of, you know, adhere to a norm.
I know what you mean. I feel like not being normal, I think just the word normal, isn't it? Like, what is not, who invented the word normal?
Yeah, what is normal?
I think it does tie into comparison quite a lot. I think fitting in, I can relate it a lot to, at the moment, maybe kind of like friendships and relationships, especially like when you become a mum, like fitting in, like what does that mean? Like, I don't go to a lot of baby groups. I can sometimes find it hard to meet new mums, but I think a lot of people kind of struggle, however that is, you know, making friends, fitting in at work. Like you say, the industry that we're in especially, sometimes it can be quite hard to do your own thing.
And it takes a lot of confidence, I feel, to almost feel like what you're doing is fine, even if you are doing it slightly differently to someone else. Because I go to a lot of events and I come away sometimes feeling like, oh God, I don't fit in there. I don't fit in with the girls that are doing well in my industry. And that's quite difficult sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's maybe like a difference between like fitting in and belonging. I think that's kind of...
Oh, absolutely.
You know, do you want to fit in or do you want to belong somewhere? I think that's maybe like a clear divide. I think often if I've wanted to fit in, it's always for the wrong reasons. Like, I want to kind of like wear the same clothes as people, or sometimes I think what we said, remember when we were talking about style and we were talking about Instagram?
Yes.
And, you know, are we wearing stuff because we actually like it, or are we wearing something because we want to fit in? We want to fit into what everybody else is doing on Instagram. Or, you know, do you want to kind of belong and wear things that, you know, make you feel comfortable, or, you know, that your followers are going to like, or, you know, that your people, in inverted commas, you know, people that...
Your vibe attracts your tribe.
Say that again.
Your vibe attracts your tribe.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's been doing the rounds on the internet for years, hasn't it? And I've just heard that.
Probably, yeah.
I'm so uncool. But I think, you know, when... belonging's really nice. And I think I remember you saying before, like, sometimes you think, friendship-wise, going back to the first episode, that you can feel like loads of people are in a gang.
Yeah.
Or like you have like a big group of friends, and actually sometimes you just need to have a couple of people who you can just feel really yourself with.
100%. I felt like it more and more recently as well, because I feel like sometimes on Instagram, especially in what I do, people pick friends based on kind of, it's almost like dating, isn't it, on Instagram? Because you look at someone, you think, oh, I like their style, I want to be their friend, and it's all kind of quite surface level. Sometimes I feel like you have to adapt yourself to kind of fit in with a certain group of people, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. Have you had situations where you've just felt, you know, that, I don't want to say schoolgirl feeling, but that's what it takes me back to, where you just feel uncomfortable because you're trying to fit in?
Yeah, exactly. You're trying to agree with things you don't necessarily agree with, because you're thinking it's easier than just doing something completely unconventional.
Yeah, it's that's really awkward. And what do you do in situations like that? Because I get a bit, the older I get a bit despondent, and I just kind of think, I can't be bothered with this, I need to leave.
I feel like, yeah, the older I get, I mean, years ago, I probably would have just not said anything, or just kind of nodded along and been like, yeah. Whereas I think the older I get, the more I'm kind of happy to stand up for what I believe in, and or just change the circles I operate in.
Yeah, change the circles you operate in. I like that. It's very James Bond.
Yeah, it sounds a bit more strategic than it actually is. And we just hang out with better people that get me a bit more.
Yeah, totally. And I think that that is really hard. I think there's no worse feeling than going somewhere and like trying to fit in. And I think we've said this before. Not everybody is your kind of person. So we've said, what were you talking about? We had a pre-conversation to this podcast, but we were kind of like quite socially aware most of the time. So I can generally kind of, I like to ask people questions. I like to make people feel comfortable. That makes me feel comfortable.
Yeah.
But unless that's a genuine connection, what are we doing it for?
Exactly. I think we do it, though. We put ourselves under this enormous pressure. And I think it does tie into being liked as well, that instinctive need to be wanted and accepted. And that's...
I think we should have called today's fitting in slash being liked, because it can be really hard not to be liked. But the older I get, the less I care.
I've written a lot about this recently, and I've been thinking a lot about it, because I think there is a lot of pressure. I know we spoke about it, when was it, a couple of weeks ago, when I said you can be the juiciest peach and there'll always be someone that doesn't like peaches. Because I think we do. I think I was talking to someone, and there is, it goes back almost to the beginning of humankind, where you want to be accepted in a tribe to survive almost. And there is that kind of instinctive human nature to kind of put yourself out there to be accepted by a wider society or group.
I actually was reading a really interesting article with Brené Brown about fitting in and belonging and self-acceptance. I can't even say it. But she said many of us suffer between the split between who we are and who we present to the world in order to be accepted. And she said, take it from her. She's an expert fitter inner. But we're not letting ourselves be known for our true selves. So I think sometimes I've started kind of evaluating situations. I mean, work's always difficult, like in an office and things like that. But in a social level, when I have to like use energy to kind of act.
So you're performing. And I spoke to someone about this with regards to YouTube, because I said, like, I don't think I'm going to ever vlog, because I think I worry too much about that kind of performance aspect. And I'm not always switched on in that way. But I think that's kind of a similar thing, is like not knowing your place enough to kind of feel like you have to perform.
Yeah, I think so. I think that kind of acting, it's just draining. And then like you get to a certain point and you're like, what? As me and my best friend say, who am I?
Yeah.
We used that phrase a lot for when she broke up with her boyfriend, but we were... That's the Margate locals.
You've got to see that in that screen. That's your self-confidence honking at the door saying, let me in.
Sorry about that, everyone. Single glazing. But yeah, going back to that. So me and my best friend used the phrase, who am I? When she broke up with her boyfriend. But sometimes like if you do this kind of, I remember when I used to work in a job that I really disliked, I did kind of like act to the point that I didn't really like who I was, because I was just not being very authentic. Because I was trying to fit in with lots of people who I didn't really like that much. And I know that that's easier said than done, because I needed the money. I needed that job. So I couldn't kind of just say, well, screw you guys, I'm going home. Cartman style. But I think that's what's nice about being self-employed for me, is that I can be who I want to be, and I don't really have to fit in with a lot of people.
Yeah, it's so right. And there is a lot of pressure, I think, to have a place. So whether you're at school or whether, you're in an industry that you feel like you have to be in a group almost, or in a clique. And I think there's a lot of pressure to know where that is. I mean, at school, I was a real emo, and I really loved listening to really heavy, weird music. But there wasn't a lot of people like that. And it's almost kind of having to go against that, which kind of puts you in an awkward position sometimes, which it shouldn't. But after a while, people just kind of let you get on with it, and that it's having that confidence, I think, to just actually understand that almost by not fitting in, you're fitting into your own little place.
Yeah, and I think as well, being true to yourself and kind of not putting on a charade to try and fit in, you will eventually meet the right people in whatever scenario.
Oh, completely.
Friendship or love. I forget the other one. But, you know, there's no point kind of masquerading and trying to fit in. I mean, I don't mean that you should be rude to people. But, for a while, you know, even if it feels quite lonely, know that you will meet the right people.
Yeah, they will gravitate towards you.
Yeah, definitely. Like when I remember when I was a new mum, and I was like, oh, you know, I'd met a couple of people, but then... one of my really good friends, who I'm really good friends with now, we just bumped into each other on the beach.
Oh,
I must have been vibrating the right energy that day.
Yeah, and I like that.
That's what I'm moving to Lincoln in 3 weeks, and one of my biggest worries is not meeting the right kind of people. And I don't mean, you know, the right kind of people like social climbing. I just mean people that get me, that I can be myself with, and that I don't have to put a forced act on with. But Jack just keeps saying, we found our people here. Like, we will find our people there.
Oh, that's so nice.
Our people, like I'm going to own a kingdom. But, you know, that's not quite what I mean.
Well, worst case scenario, I'll just follow you up there.
That's fine. I've told you, you've got a spare room.
Your people will just follow you to Lincoln.
And I think, going back to fitting in, I think a lot of people masquerade.
Oh, 100%.
So I think it would be really interesting to know how many people have been in situations or potentially are in situations now where they feel they have to act a certain way to fit in.
I think that's it. Like, the amount of times I've met someone from who I've met online and they've been slightly different in real life. And I'm like, that's really interesting because you've kind of put something on to fit in with a certain mould. Almost.
And it's just disingenuous, which for me, as a, you know, some people, that's totally fine. But for me, I really struggle with people being disingenuous.
Yeah, I really find that quite difficult because I feel like I'm pretty level across real, like in person, online.
You're just as dull in person as you are online, Liv.
Well, this is it. I like to maintain that kind of awe.
Exactly. That's why, you know, on my Instagram stories, you get just the chaos and the mess of my life because it is chaotic and it is messy. And I do spend a lot of time talking about Chub Rub and Ryanair luggage. And
you attract your vibe attracts your tribe.
I love it. How have I never heard this before?
I know. It sounds a bit cheesy, doesn't it? So that's why I probably stop. I don't say it often. I save it for best.
I'm going to be saying it all the time now.
Mm. You have a tattoo next time I see you saying Vibe Tribe.
Absolutely. But I would like to hear from our listeners and want to know more about how you have maybe shunned fitting in and kind of are appealing to your more authentic self.
I'd like to know that as well. I'd like to know how you overcome the fear of feeling like you're not going to fit in. How you find the confidence to just do what you want to do or just... I don't know. Not conform.
Yeah, not conforming. I think that's maybe a better word than normal.
Yeah, 100%.
Normal's such a... Every time I use the word normal, I correct myself and I'm like, what even is normal?
Because normal's so personal to everyone. Cause like, for what's normal to one person is totally obscure to someone else.
But I think, non-conforming is a much better word than normal. I really like that.
How do you not conform? Let us know.
And if you would like to get in touch, feel free to email us at thefringeofit@gmail.com and you can find more fun in the Facebook group.
And what is the Facebook group, Charlotte?
It is www.facebook.com/groups/thefringeofit.
There's a lot of fun going on over there. So please do head over and give us a rating. Apologies for the lack of sound quality today. Hopefully it'll be all right. You might not have even noticed. But yeah, let us know, give us feedback. It helps other people find us and rate us on iTunes.
And in regards to the sound quality, we are learning every single week. So we are kind of working with people to try and improve the sound. So do just bear with us. We decided
still new.
Yeah, done was better than perfect. So we're still really overwhelmed by the amazing listeners and feedback that we've been getting. But we are still only on episode 11. We're babies.
And now give us time. Give us time. It'll be worth the wait.
I can't believe that other podcast was on episode 1000.
I know. That's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, we're literally...
It's Sunday.
We're like those people that were born in like 2005.
God.
Imagine.
Nuts.
Anyway, we're just having a chat now, so I'm going to go because I'm going to the beach.
Right, and I'm going to go to a gallery. Culture Vultures!
I hope you really enjoyed the bank holiday weekend because you'll be listening to this after the bank holiday weekend and we will speak to you soon.
See you later!
Bye!
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.